marginalized group is that we will take on certain prejudicial characteristics. We will express our prejudice back. I do think that we could have some outbreaks of violence here and there, but I think it's mostly territorial, and it's this push, you know, march down the street with your shoulders so close together that anyone who tries to get past you on the sidewalk will get pushed off into the gutter. There's just a certain amount of that jostling for territory, or I have to put up with them all day at work. My God, they're on the subway when I go home at night. For Christ's sake, they live in the apartments all around me. What the hell are they doing here in my bars?
But do you think that we're in danger of reversing the advancements that we've made in acceptance if we turn around and do this? Or do you think, hey, we're entitled to it?
No, I think we are on, thank God, a wonderful greased chute slide into civil liberty. Because you see, somewhere among all those people, there are a few very brave, courageous people who do. I can remember when some gay activists were jumping up and down at one point in front of Clinton when he was speaking somewhere and saying something about what a coward he was, what a piece of shit, because he hadn't done everything he'd promised, and that he was a coward. And he stood up and he said, "I may be a fool, but I'm not a coward. I am the first president in the history of this country to ever address gays and lesbians." And that's true. I mean, that alone could have gotten him shot. Mm-hmm. That alone could have put him out of commission. Whether you approve of everything he's done is not the point. The mere fact that the man even dealt with the subject is a fucking miracle. It's called not giving credit where credit is due. I mean, that man jeopardized, he could have gotten his ass impeached at the rate he was going. He just damn near did. Mm-hmm. Anyway, no, I don't think we'll reverse anything, because I think, you see, the sweet light of reason is, honey, we have civil rights, and we're the last people. We have to get our civil rights, because we're the last group left, you know? Everybody else has got them. I actually was in the greater Kansas City area, where I'd lived all those years anyway, while I was working for the magazine The Ladder, the lesbian magazine. I was editor and publisher of The Ladder in those days, at the time that happened. And it was...
Well, hello, DJ Dan Shakespeare back on the air again, yes. I say that every week, don't I? Yeah, episode 115. And, yes, wow, and this is my fifth show in the new building already. I kind of bit my tongue when I was waiting at the boss, and I was waiting for 15 minutes. It was tough. Like, it's like I was the first one there, and I just missed the other bus. And I was asking other people, wait a minute, it's not 10:47 yet. Neither is it according to my watch. Okay. So by the way, the first song is going to be called, it's called Sparrows by Catherine McLellan. Yeah, well, oh wait, hey Michael. Oh, not too bad. I'm just gonna play my first song right now. Catherine McLellan, Sparrows, right here.
Sure.
that was gone by Weird Candle. And yeah, and the bus was gone as soon as I got there. It was gone. And I had to wait 15 minutes for the other one, as I mentioned before in the air. And before that was Sparrows by Catherine McLellan. And how often do you see those birds, those sparrows? Okay, and now here is a song called Zyna by Mighty Sparrow.
Βε που μάγε μου η καφέ ο ίστι μου εσέ πάπα Σεν τη φύσα κι φέρου φού μου πάκο νέα εκόσα Και δεζάινα, βόι, βόι, και δεζάινα Βόι, βόι, και Σε σελί επί μαμαλί επί νογκλί τι μου επαλέ Φούτε μου όμως ο βάι κατσουέ μου εσύ μου επαμαέ Και δε ζαϊνά βόι βόι και δε ζαϊνά Και δε ζαϊνά βόι βόι και δε ζαϊνά Και δε ζαϊνά φέιο κομπλό που τσουέ μου βόι Κάσε τέτ' μου, κάσε πιέ μου, μου βλέ κουί του αψιέδεο Bon Dieu fait y tomber à ce bout de à celui qui mord. Que des aïna, voy, voy, que des aïna. Que des aïna, voy, voy, que des aïna. Que des aïna fait un complot pour tuer moi. Que des aïna fait un complot pour tuer moi. Oui.
How long has it been since you knelt by your bed and prayed to the Lord up in heaven? How long since you knew that
That was How Long Has It Been by Skeeter Davis, a nice gospel country song, yeah. And how long has it been since many things happened here, yeah, very long time. Oh, yes, and here is Oh What a Dream by Ruth Brown, as I've had many weird dreams about this place.
Woke up this morning and I looked around, so disappointed I laid back down. Oh, what a dream, what a dream I had last night. Dreamed I held you in my arms, but I'm still waiting for that day to come. Oh, what a dream, what a dream I had last night. Dream we were walking down the aisle, the organ was playing, here comes the bride. You looked down at me, you began to smile. When I looked around, everybody began to cry. I opened my eyes, you weren't there. All of my happiness just disappeared. Oh, what a dream, what a dream I had last night. I
lass, and her name is Mary. I can make no mistake, she's the girl I'm gonna track. Lots of other fellas try to get her on her back, but I'm thinking that'll have to give a birdie. Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me.
Mary mother's making me marry Mary Mac.
Well, I'm gonna marry Mary, fully Mary, fully Mary's taking care of me. Well, I'll be feeling very well, I marry Mary Mac. Hi, you lily, I'm little, that little dumb. Mary and her mother, an awful lot together. In fact, hard to see the one without the other. And people often wondered if it's Mary or mother of both of them together I'm courting. Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me.
My mother's making me marry Mary Mac.
Well, I'm gonna marry Mary, fully Mary's taking care of me. Well, I'll be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac. Hi, you lily, I'm little, that little dumb. Well, up among the heather in the hills of Benefee, well, I had a buddy last, and mummy me, a bumblebee stung me right above me knee. Up among the heather in the hills of Benefee, Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me.
My mother's making me marry Mary Mac.
Well, I'm gonna marry Mary, funny Mary's taking care of me. Well, I'll be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac. How you really are, little, 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 little. Well, I saw you, Bonnie Lassie, where you gonna spend the day? She said, among the heather in the hills of Benefee, where all the boys and girls are making us for free. Oh, in the heather in the hills of Benefee, Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me.
My mother's making me marry Mary Mac.
Well, I'm gonna marry Mary, for me Mary's taking care of me. Well, I'll be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac. Hi, you lily, I'll diddle, 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 dum. Weddings on Wednesday, everything's arranged. Soon we will change your mind unless your mind is changed. You make a new arrange, but the freedom was arranged. Marriage is an awful undertaking. Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me.
My mother's making me marry Mary Mac.
Well, I'm gonna marry Mary, for me Mary's taking care of me. Well, I'll be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac. And that affair go be a fork plate for every man that's there. And I'll be a bugger if I don't give a share. But don't be very much mistaken. Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me.
My mother's making me marry Mary Mac.
Well, I'm gonna marry Mary, for Mary's taking care of me. Well, I'll be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac. And her name is Mary Mac. Make no mistake, she's a girl I'm gonna track. Lots of other fellas trying to get up on her back. I'm thinking that I'll have to get a birdie. Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me.
My mother's making me marry Mary Mac.
Well, I'm gonna marry Mary, for Mary's taking care of me. Well, I'll be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac. How you lily, I little, 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 I little.
That was Mary Mac by Great Big C, yes. Okay, yeah, and so, talking about, yes, his mother wanting him to marry Mary Mac. Yeah, it's a really funny song. It's a hard song to imitate as well, isn't it? And here is Cherry Blossom Tree by Imaginary Cities. Yeah, and they definitely do have cherry blossom trees in great cities, don't they? The band is called Imaginary Cities. As you know, I played them before quite a few times. Here's a song called, here's Cherry Blossom Tree.
I hiked out to the country on a path of self-discovery, but all I found was a cherry blossom tree. I sat beneath it humming melodies, hypnotized by a silent breeze that traced the edges of this cherry blossom tree. So cross me, cherry blossom tree, for you have witnessed it all. You've seen the world change suddenly at its height and at its fall. Your falling leaves turn golden red, prepared for winter so long ahead. Test of strength for my sweet little cherry blossom tree. So cross me, cherry blossom tree, for you have witnessed it all. You've seen the world change suddenly at its height and at its fall. Cross me, cherry blossom tree, for you have. Cherry blossom tree, for you have witnessed it all.
That was Food for Cannibals by Bella Clava. Yes, one of the nice punk rock new playlist / new band. Yes, and ha ha ha, what really is Food for Cannibals? Scraps and metal. So, and now here is, now we're going way back to the 1930s, 1939 with, Harry Roy. She had to go and lose it at the Astor at one of the clubs. Yes. So, yeah. Here it is.
We We'd like to tell you a story about a young girl, about 18 years old, about 5'2", and about to go out. Now, her mother, realizing it was her first time out with a young man, called her into the bedroom and said, "Minnie, you're all dressed up in your finery, your very best clothes, and you look beautiful. You're gorgeous. You're alluring."
"You look swell, baby."
"And now, Minnie, I want you to remember everything I've always told you, and above all, I want you to be very, very careful."
But she had to go and lose it at the Aspen. She didn't take her mother's good advice. Now there aren't so many girls today who have one, and she never let it go for any price. They searched the place from penthouse to the cellar, in every room and underneath each bed. Once they thought they saw it lying on a pillow, but they found it belonged to someone else instead. But she had to go and lose it at the Astor. She didn't know exactly whom to blame, and she couldn't say just how or when she lost it. She only knew she had it when she came. They questioned all the bellboys and the porter. The chef appeared to be the guilty guy, and the doorman also acted quite suspicious. But he coyly said, "I'm sure it wasn't I." But she had to go and lose it at the Astor. It nearly killed her mother and her dad. Now they felt as bad about the thing as she did. After all, it was the only one she had. They just about completed all their searching when the chauffeur walked up with it in his hand. All they did was stand and gape. There was Minnie's sable cape, and she thought that she had lost it at the Astor.
Punk rock, yeah, Warthog by the Ramones, yes. Yeah, that kind of creature is... Okay, and here is Dearest by Mickey and Sylvia. Who's dearest to you?
Dearest,
tears to my heart. Please don't ever, ever say we'll part. You scold, and you were so bold. Yes, together, our love will grow old. Our love will grow old. You may be a million miles away. Please believe me, when you hear me say,
what I said, Mickey.
That was Little Hitler by Nick Lowe. Yeah, late 70s, and before that was, yes, Dearest by Mickey and Sylvia, the 50s. And yeah, now we're going to another 70s song. It's called Wiser Than You by Susie Quattro. Yeah, and older does not mean wiser, does it? As she's, as she's probably going to be singing about.
You messed my mind, destroyed my soul. How was I supposed to know about the power of love? You were wiser and older than me. How you touched my heart, then you ripped it apart.
Oh, you found me so.
That was Crossfire by Stevie Ray Vaughan. Stranded in a crossfire, that means a fire that's shaped like a cross. Perhaps. And here is I Roved Out. Do you know what roved means?
Wander.
Wander?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. One time, I Roved Out by Lorena McKennitt.
And who are you, my pretty fair maid? Who are you, me honey? She answered me quite modestly, yeah, me mother's darling, with me to re-guy, fol-a-diddle-dye, dearie, fol-a-diddle-dye-o. When will you come to me mother's house? The moon is shining clearly, and oh, will you come to me mother's house when the moon is shining clearly? I'll open the door and I'll let you in. Dipper the one will hear us with me to re-eye. Fol-a-diddle-dye, dearie, fol-a-diddle-dye. So I went to a house in the middle. She took me horse by the bridle and the bit, led him to the stable. She took me horse by the bridle and the bit, led him to the stable. Sing, there's plenty of fox for a soldier's horse, to eat your pig is able with me to re-eye. Fol-a-diddle-dye, dearie, fol-a-diddle-dye. Then she took me by the lily white hand, led me to the table. Sing, this plenty of wine for a soldier boy, to drink a pea is able with me to re-eye. Fol-a-diddle-dye, dearie, fol-a-diddle-dye-o. Then I got up and I made the bed, made it nice and easy. Then I got up and I laid the dancing lassie. Are you able with me to re-eye? Fol-a-diddle-dye, dearie, fol-a-diddle-dye-o. And there we lay to the break of day, Dibble the one did hear us. Then I arose, put on me clothes, say, lassie, I must leave you with me to re-guy. Fol-a-diddle-dye, dearie, fol-a-diddle-dye-o. And when will you return again? When will we be married? And when will with me to re-eye, fol-a-diddle-dye, dearie, fol-a-diddle-dye.
she mind? She said that you love, she must have the joy. She give you a baby boy. Little did she know you wanted a man. Your next lady friend couldn't make the grade. No, she sit down and wondering what to do. How to get away. How to get away.
Was Run Away by Singing Francine. Yeah, don't run away from this though. And yeah, and I'm finishing off with my last song is called Red Eyes by The War on Drugs. Yes, finishing off for Down the Rabbit Hole, and I'm signing off. And I don't know how many people have red eyes. Maybe that's only when you're really tired, or I don't know. And closing off episode 115, and see you goodbye. See you for Down the Rabbit Hole.